This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Hello.
Tonight, it's the pursuit of happiness at Walton Arts Center. Might also be pursuit of a ticket for Pursuit of Happiness.
That's very, very true. Well, it's Christopher Gardner, who was featured in the movie Pursuit of Happiness, and he was played by Will Smith. And yes, he is a, you know, renowned inspirational speaker. He has his own company now. He's out there telling his inspiring story. And as far as we know, the tickets are free, and they were given out at the university or, you know, claimed by phone. And there are no more left for people to claim, which is a wonderful thing. But we do want to tell people that if you're interested in coming, to come down to the Walton Arts Center box office and get on standby, because there's a possibility you might be able to get in, you know, if some tickets come available or if people don't show up or something like that.
This is part of the University of Arkansas Distinguished Lecture Series.
That's correct, and it's free and open to the public with a ticket.
I saw a couple people benefit from going on standby at Merle Haggard last week.
It works.
Yes.
It really does work. And it's been exciting. You know, we've had so many shows this fall that have been so popular that they've sold out. But those good, you know, dedicated people who come down and get in line, in general, we've been able to accommodate pretty much everybody. And so I really do urge you to come down if you want to see him, if you want to see him speak.
Any tickets left for Spamalot?
There are tickets left for Spamalot. Very happy, very excited to have Spamalot back. We've been quoting Monty Python like crazy in the office, which is just, you know, funny. But yes, there are tickets. The show is Friday night at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 2 p.m., and Saturday at 8 p.m. And so there are tickets left. You can get them online at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call 443-5600.
And this is the National Touring Production?
It is the National Touring Production. It's the second time it's been to Northwest Arkansas. When it came a couple years back, it was one of our most popular shows. And it's just a great chance to come out and see it again if you liked it. Bring a new friend to it if you, you know, if you came and you don't, you know, feel like bringing the same friend from last time, bring a new one. Or if you just haven't seen it yet, it's worth seeing, because it's bright, it's colorful, it's funny, it's a send up of all things Broadway. It's Monty Python humor, so that means it's, you know, very witty and funny and clever. And there's a lot of the same jokes that you will know from the movie in the show. And but, you know, it's also very talented people dancing and singing and, you know, doing what Broadway does best, which is entertaining. So,
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. Oh, it's so much fun to talk about Christmas Carol. This will be the second time that we have partnered with the University Drama Department to bring a production of Christmas Carol to the Walton Arts Center holiday lineup. It was a couple of years ago that we worked with them, and then this year is the new production. It's a different production than the one we had 2 years ago. I think the one we had 2 years ago had a little bit of that traditional Christmas Carol element. You know, it felt a little bit, you know, old-timey. You had the top coats and all of that. This show is, the way it's being described is that it's putting a contemporary spin on the old classic. And so it's directed by Amy Herzberg in the University Drama Department with a great creative team and some of the very familiar, wonderful talent that you know from the University Drama Program will be putting the show on. And the thing that's fun about this is that the students will be in our hall for more than a normal touring show. You know, sometimes a touring show comes in on a Tuesday and they put the show up that Tuesday night. The students will be in the hall for several days working, some of them over Thanksgiving break, you know, working real hard on the show and working with our technical and production teams to get the show ready to go. So that's going to be three performances of the Christmas Carol, and that will run from the 2nd through the 4th. And then, believe it or not, we're, you know, rolling into December. And we've got a great lineup of holiday programs, everything from the King Singers, which is, you know, one of the world's best a cappella groups, to Kathy Mattea doing a holiday concert, to the Second City's Dysfunctional Holiday Review, which is one I am particularly looking forward to because, you know, the Second City is comedy improv that tends to make fun of absolutely everything. And what is more, you know, apt to make fun of than the shenanigans that happen over the holidays?
So. And Big Voodoo Daddy's tickets.
Yes, very exciting. We just put this on sale. Actually, it'll go on sale tomorrow morning. And Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is this, you know, great swing, fun, party kind of band. And those tickets go on sale Friday morning at 9 a.m.
All right, Jody, thanks as always.
Thank you, Kyle.